Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to another edition of Let's Talk Business right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Barbados has long been recognized for its vibrant entrepreneurial spirit, and in today's global economy, the ability to expand beyond local markets is more critical than ever. On this edition of the BCCI's Let's Talk Business program, we turn the spotlight on an organization that is helping Barbadian businesses reach international markets. Export Barbados. From small startups to established enterprises, Export Barbados plays a pivotal role in connecting local producers to the world, creating opportunities, and enhancing the nation's economic growth. Today we have CEO of Export Barbados, Mr. Mark Hill, and Business Development Officer Trudy Joseph, and they will share insight on how Export Barbados identifies opportunities, overcomes challenges, and empowers entrepreneurs to take their products and services global. Export Barbados is much more than a facilitator of trade. It is a partner in business growth. Through training programs, market research, trade missions, and networking events, the organization equips businesses with the tools they need to succeed on the international stage. From understanding export regulations to connecting with overseas buyers, the support provided ensures that Barbadian businesses can compete with confidence in diverse markets around the world. One of the key pillars of Export Barbados' mission is promoting innovation and quality. The organization works closely with local producers to ensure their products meet international standards, helping them to stand out in competitive markets. By fostering a culture of excellence and encouraging continuous improvement, Export Barbados not only strengthens the reputation of Barbadian goods, but also contributes to a stronger national brand that resonates with global consumers. In recent years, Barbados has seen a surge in export-driven opportunities, particularly in sectors such as food and beverages, creative industries, and professional services. Export Barbados has been at the forefront of these efforts, connecting businesses to lucrative markets and helping them diversify their customer base. Their work ensures that Barbadian innovation and creativity are recognized internationally, opening doors for sustainable growth and increased foreign exchange earnings. In today's program, we will explore these initiatives in detail, hearing about the strategies, successes, and future plans of Export Barbados. For business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in the growth of our economy, this episode promises valuable insights into how Barbados is positioning itself on the global stage, one export at a time. Beautiful introduction. Welcome, Mark Hill, CEO of Export Barbados. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and Business Development Officer Trudy Joseph.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Now, I will begin with you, Mark. For our listeners who may not be familiar, can you explain the mission of Export Barbados and the type of support you provide to local businesses?
Yeah, well, Export Barbados is pretty much Barbados Investment and Development Corporation. It operates under CAP 340. And what CAP 340 really has as our core responsibility is first and foremost industrialization. I will drill down into that a little bit more, where we're emphasizing now around reindustrialization. And then on the other hand, we have export promotion. Now, if people historically will recall that the corporation used to be two different agencies. So there was the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation, and then there was the EPC, which is the Export Promotion Corporation, and two of them were merged together. So really and truly, it carries a double or dual responsibility in terms of development. So first and foremost, in industry, and that's very important to underscore, we report to MIST, the Ministry of Innovation, Industry, Science, and Technology. So at our core, and by the way, this is 70 years of operating, We have been at the forefront of industrial development. So hence, we control just around 4.5 million square feet of space and just around 1.5 4.5 million square feet of land and just around 1.5 million square feet of space, because the factories that are built out across the 13 industrial estates from St. Lucie all the way down to Christchurch. A lot of people kind of think of us as a landlord, but our responsibility is not really being a landlord. Our responsibility is to use those industrial estates for the purpose of developing and supporting industry. So therefore, what we want to underscore is that our primary responsibility is industry first, because you cannot entrepreneurship. We focus a lot on small businesses, but small businesses have to be able to get to a point where they scale in order to create wealth and to create value. Now, without the industrial ecosystem in place, small businesses cannot grow. Entrepreneurs cannot grow. So entrepreneurs need an industrial platform and industrial systems to be in place in order for them to thrive. So that is one. So on the supply side, we help develop the supply side through industry. And then on the demand side, we also help with your getting your product to market as well. So is this dual responsibility that Export Barbados have? We just name the current corporation around the demand side, because that's what makes the cash. So the focus is on how do we help generate future wealth? How do we get our exports beyond $1 billion US? So there's a lot of export work to do to facilitate that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for that response. And I'm sure that it's some food for thought for those listening. Now, I want to ask you as well, how does Export Barbados identify which businesses or sectors are ready to expand into international markets, since this is a push that you're having right now?
Yeah, well, to be very, it's very straightforward for Barbados in particular. Number one, we are a small island. So being a small island means that you're operating within a particular context. Our economic context. And we have three broad economic contexts that we look at. One, you either have to be very strong in that ocean economy space, because the oceans is the main things that we can leverage. So, and by oceans, what resources we have available to us coming out of the oceans. So whether it be fish, marine pharmaceuticals, whether it be energy coming out of the ocean, oil, gas, what opportunities we have within our ocean, because that is the resource context that you have to deal with for business, for the exports of goods and services. Yeah, so I just want to be very, very succinct when I speak to that point. The second thing is our bioeconomy. What do we have on the island, on this 166 square miles, that we can produce at scale, produce at volume, that have high value? And therefore, we call that the bioeconomy. So what can the bioeconomy produce contextually? Traditionally, we've been producing lots of sugar cane, and hence rum is a core product associated with Barbados. Three, design. What human capabilities and human capital capacity do we have that we can leverage? So we call that the design economy. So rather that be designing software, TV, movie shows, products, services, fashion, furniture, whatever is coming out of human creativity, how do we leverage that? So there's three things contextually that we have to leverage. The oceans, which is a massive underexplored opportunity, only around fish at this point in time. The bioeconomy, which is our terrestrial biological resources that we have available to us, because we have no natural minerals like gold and silver and this big commodity opportunities. And then finally, what our creative design capabilities is able to produce that the globe wants, and how we meet those needs globally. So that's the context. Then we look at what is the substance that we have to offer. So one, there's three things that you can produce regardless of what business context you're operating in. One, you're either going to be in the energy space, the energy market, because that's core and first principles. Two, you're either going to be in the compute space around bikes, telecommunications, compute services, enterprise software. So we call that the bikes. Or three, you're going to be in the molecule space. This is the biggest space as far as exports is concerned. So let me zero in on that. Most of our entrepreneurs, and in fact, I can safely say 80% of our entrepreneurs in Barbados are in the molecule space. They're either doing something to do with food, skincare, beauty, beverages, spirits and alcohol, to a lesser extent, furniture, working with mahogany and stuff like that, lesser extent, fashion. But you find that most of our SMEs are within the molecule space. Then you have another 20% that may be in software development, software engineering, but that section is growing. And then an even smaller percentage involved in ocean activities. So like Mr. Fish, who does export tuna and stuff like that to Miami. So you can, and we can put an entrepreneur in one of those categories and it will fit perfectly and get the necessary technical assistance, standards development within that context or that substantive space that they're operating in. I hope that helps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. There's so much work that is being done by Export Barbados. And even as you look at the challenges that are being faced by Barbadian businesses, I'm going to hand this question to you, Trudy. Can you share some of the key challenges Barbadian businesses face when trying to export and how your team helps them overcome these hurdles?
Thank you for this. Is a very good question. One of the most notable challenges that we, when we're working with the exporters that we have found is the ability to supply. So it's a capacity issue in terms of meeting the demands of the export markets. And what we try to do to assist persons with this is that we work with the exporters from the very beginning to assess their production capacity, their supply chains, and the operational readiness before actively pursuing or committing export opportunities. So it's not only about securing the initial sale, but it's about sustaining market presence, building trust, and positioning the business for long-term growth in regional and international markets. So off the bat, that's the first thing that I can say would come to my mind in terms of any issues that we find. As the trade world expands and we see all of the different things that are happening right now between countries in terms of trade. One of the things that we also are trying to get our exporters to meet is certifications. That's another downfall, and that's one of the areas that we are currently trying to build and push with our exporters in terms of them being certified. We have persons that have health products, and there's certain certifications that need to be met for those. And you'll find also that once you have certifications on your label, whether it is health or whether it is to say that you're HACCP or anything like that, you find that the product itself is then, it has more value. So I'm surprised that the CEO, because he's always talking about value proposition, and that's one of the things that we are trying to add. We know that our products in the general sphere of things are considered expensive, and we have to be able to show the value. Why are they expensive? We have some very good products in Barbados, and therefore we need to work on having those certifications that persons appreciate the reason why we are in the price brackets that we are in. So we are working with a number of exporters in getting capacity, building capacity, and getting their various certifications done as well. There are other areas that we currently work with exporters with. There are just a bit more to share, but those are the two main ones, I would say, that stand out. And those are the two main ones that we are currently working feverishly with companies to get over that hurdle.
All right. Thank you so much, Trudy. I want to ask as well, I'm going to throw it out to either of you, because I know that you have a wealth of stories that you can share. But if you can perhaps share one each, any particular success story that highlights the impact of Export Barbados on local businesses reaching global markets. I'll start with you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks again. I would say one of our big success stories is the International Food Science Center, this is now its second year of operating. And what we've seen there is over 70 entrepreneurs in the food space per year get support through that in terms of not just product development, but also product scaling as well. So a number of them, mostly CMOS projects that you'll see, CMOS products that you see on the market now. There's a new one on the market, which we grew the CMOS out in the ocean up St. Lucie. And now they take the CMOS that we grow in our water here in Barbados. We're not importing from St. Lucia. And they make their own CMOS product and is now taking over in the on the shelves at the stores. So we have about three companies manufacturing CMOS drinks and stuff like that with us and gels. So for me, that's a big success to see that come from a small farm out in the ocean. So part of our ocean economy and how that has scaled into what it is now. And I believe they're soon going to be at a point where they're going to export as well. But we have like products like Antifilis, who make their pepper sauces and their export. She just sent off a shipment last week to one of our off-takers out in the UK. We also do Clayton's Cola Tonic, believe it or not, at the Food Science Center as well for export and for local production, local consumption. Also, too, we have
I'm hoping that Trudy can have some to share as well.
Yeah, she will. That's just the Food Science Center.
Okay.
And now we've reduced the cost of inputs to our local entrepreneurs as low as 30% and 40% for their input. So you can understand that the center of excellence is delivering food molecules inputs at a very low cost to entrepreneurs, including packaging and everything, plus the production. So the support, I would say, is some of the, and not because I'm CEO, but some of the best since the corporation was established. There's some of the best technical assistance support that the corporation has ever provided to its clients.
Excellent. Trudy?
Yes, I just wanted to add, the CEO would have given quite an exhaustive amount of success stories. We do have several, but we do have one of the things that we feel proud about is that we've moved many of these home businesses to move from actually being home-based businesses to actually moving into a space, or as CEO would say, utilizing the Food Science Center to actually create a business, a full-on business. And notable examples of those over the years would be places like Aunt May's, whose products are now available in Tesco in the UK. We also
Can you repeat the name of that business?
Aunt May's.
Okay.
Right. Whose products are now available in Tesco in the UK. And we also have Ulu Foods, which has successfully entered the Texas market in the USA. We currently now are working with a company called Beijing Cakes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the rum cakes or Beijing rum cakes. And we are currently working with him in getting into one of the largest retail stores in Canada. And those should be on shelf by fall of this year. So we have quite a number of success stories. We work with companies to get them in across various markets. And we are very proud. We're very proud of that. I don't think that we say enough, but we're very proud to actually move persons from, you know, from just having a dream into actually something that is meaningful and can support their livelihoods and their families. Some of the emerging markets that we are looking at, CEO would have probably mentioned them. We are looking, I don't know if it's emerging or if we are looking to reinvent. Our fashion industry is one that we are currently working on to rebuild. You know, once upon a time, Barbados had quite a vibrant fashion industry, garment industry. We're looking to revive that. We're working with some consultants and we are getting some training. So all that is being done in the background to have that sector, to try to kind of revive that sector. The other areas would be our nutraceuteicals, pharmaceuticals, been doing a lot of work and meeting with a lot of investors as far as Dubai in trying to get that industry off the ground as well. So those are two of the emerging industries that we're looking to kind of want to revive, want to kind of build on for Barbados in terms of the sectors. We are also trying to get services as well. You know, as you know, services is one of the sectors that do very well. We are very strong. Barbados is very strong as a service economy. Like with most economies across the world, to track service trade is very difficult. So we are trying to find ways to be able to track services that's leaving Barbados, service exports, because we believe that research is what we are, a research-led organization. And in order for us to build, we like to do research first and have that speak to us in terms of any gaps that need to be filled. So we are working on the service industry as well, to see where there are any gaps that we need to strengthen and how we will be able to track that those service exports going out.
All right. Thank you so much. We just have a couple more minutes left, and I want to ask, how does Export Barbados plan to support new and young entrepreneurs who want to explore international trade?
That's a very good question, and I'm glad you asked that question, because we always say that the youth is our future. And the youth is who will be carrying this country. So we do know that part of our focus is to look at the new and the young entrepreneurs. And in these changing times, for new and young entrepreneurs, our support will be focused on guiding them on how to integrate technology into business operations, into systems and marketing. As you know how the world is going with all this AI, you know, you're going to be left behind if you're still, you know, using paper. And so we're trying to incorporate, get the youth to learn how to incorporate these technologies to improve business operations. And this includes guidance on things like e-commerce setups, digital marketing. We have workflow automation, things like data mining, which is basically just using stats and AI to analyze data with the intent of finding, patterns or any anomalies that would be better when they make a decision making within their businesses, how they should look to these kind of tech solutions that streamline production, facilitate their access to international markets. One of the things that we want in the youth coming up also with their businesses in Barbados is to understand the different forms of business growth. And I say that by things like, a lot of people are scared when you mention things like equity financing, right? Persons feel that this is my company and they don't want to share it. But this is a means across the world internationally that grows businesses from being probably a couple thousands being made a year to millions. And this is part of the education that we would like to do, started with the youth, in terms of understanding the benefits of equity financing, the different types of equity financing, understanding the different forms of things like white labeling, you know, and contract manufacturing, mm-hmm. that allows your brand to get wings and get into markets more easily. Because as you know, within trade, a lot of countries would try to, you know, there are barriers that can prohibit you from entering. And these are ways that you can utilize to actually help your brand expand, right? Mm-hmm. So those are ways that we plan to support the new and young entrepreneurs in terms of their businesses, in terms of business ideas. We would welcome to hear what business ideas are out there that we can help nurture. We work very closely with the Trust Fund, Barbados Trust Fund. They do a wonderful job in taking you from just an idea and teaching you all the different parts of a business, getting your products on local shelves. And then they kind of hand them over to us where we then, once they're ready, that we can then take them into the export sphere of things. So we always welcome new and young entrepreneurs. We cannot remain as an economy with the same products. We like diversity. So the young people now will be the ones to give us different ideas and diversify the different sectors that we currently have for market and for exports.
All right. Thank you so much, Trudy. Now, I know that Mark has to exit the conversation, but before you do, sir, I would like for you to answer this final question. In your view, what is the long-term vision for Barbados as an export-driven economy, and how will Export Barbados contribute to that vision?
Well, as Minister Ranstrong making it clear for the last 2 weeks, is that the private sector in Barbados, and not just the entrepreneurs, because we keep putting the burden of economic growth on the entrepreneurs' shoulders only, but also big firms have a responsibility of also investing in exports. So we will continue throughout the course of the next few months to advocate for a broader private sector participation, which includes small entrepreneurs and big firms that have capital that they can invest in production systems. The country has to improve its productive output. We have to increase the tonnage that we generate each day, not just in waste, but in value add. And therefore, what that means is that this idea that Barbados can import every single thing and not produce anything to re-export, that is a fallacy and a fantasy, because your economy will pay a very high price for that approach to business. So what Export with Barbados will continue to advocate is for an export ecosystem across the board, that everybody realize that foreign exchange is our business. Let's play our part. And foreign exchange doesn't only come from tourism. Foreign exchange also comes from us making things to high quality, making things to a high standard that has the certifications associated with it. And people from other countries are buying what we have, what we make, because it is adding value to their lives. And therefore, we will continue to champion that, along with promoting Giga, which is our green industrialization gateway advantage. And what Giga is really about is reducing the costs of inputs, both the electricity inputs to industry, reducing the molecules inputs to industry, and reducing the compute inputs or the inputs into industry, while at the same time investing in research and development that allows us to generate higher value use of electricity, higher value outputs from molecules and higher value molecules, and higher value compute use, other than just using computers for entertainment. Now, the reality is this: Barbados have the biggest opportunity in Caribbean to be the hub. Why? We have about between 35 to 54 flights per week leaving Barbados, and the bottom bazaar planes leave empty. Tourists come in with cargo, their suitcases for vacation, and then they go back out. But the bottom of the plane, which brought in food and different things, tend to leave empty. We have 150 tons per day lifting capacity on planes alone. But we do not have a private sector that is generating outputs to put on those planes. So the country needs to generate an additional 150 tons just for planes. And then as far as the containers is concerned, coming by ship, both dry and cold chain containers, they come in the island with food and they leave empty. So again, we have tremendous export capacity from a logistics standpoint, and we need a private sector that understands that, and we need a private sector that will leverage that opportunity and that advantage that Barbados has. So I could go on and on, but it was really phenomenal getting the opportunity to share this with Barbados.
Yes, thank you very much, and we wish all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good.
All right. Thank you so much, Trudy Joseph, for sharing with us, Business Development Officer of Export Barbados. And of course, we had Mark Hill, CEO of Export Barbados, as we looked at the topic from local to global, the mission of Export Barbados, right here on Let's Talk Business. Thank you so much for joining us, Trudy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
Indeed. Thank you. And I'm Krista J. Paul. Until next time, you take care. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.